fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 6th day of August. A prepper tip of the day. I've never given this before. It's very serious. I mean, all my prepper tips are serious and have meaning. But the prepper tip of the day is to prepare yourself emotionally and spiritually to continue your life without the presence of those you know, you care about, you love, without their presence, because they'll be dead or disabled in 36 months or less, probably a lot less. Probably a lot less, unfortunately. So, what's life going to be like when your siblings that have had the COVID shot are gone? They're simply gone. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a new world for us. And how do you do that? How do you do that? Good question. Well, it's going to be, each individual is going to have to do this for themselves. People you know, people you love, people you respect, people you're connected to by blood and marriage, gone. Dead, disabled. World War III is being waged right now. The evidence I'm seeing, to me anyway, is clear and convincing. Clear and convincing that we are having war waged against us, not just the United States, but the Western world in general. United States, Canada, Europe. War is being waged against us. We always have new listeners, so I have to, if you've heard this before, no apologies, because this is the nature of talk radio. We always have new listeners. If you want to understand what asymmetric warfare is that's being waged against us, get a copy of the book titled Unrestricted Warfare, written by 2 Chinese colonels. CIA got their hands on it, translated it, and you can read it. Asymmetric warfare has been waged for decades, going back to 1917. Cultural warfare, economic warfare, and now biological warfare. There's no pandemic. There is no pandemic, not under the original guidelines of what constitutes a pandemic, which is a certain percentage of people dying from a certain illness in more than one country. Pan means many, many countries. There's no pandemic under the original guidelines. They had to change the guidelines, otherwise they couldn't call it a pandemic. But a lot of what's happened the past 18 months is fantasy, theater, propaganda, psychological warfare, beginning with those really scary videos coming out of China. Men walking down the street, falling down face first, bleeding out and dying. Tens of millions of people saw those videos all over the planet. And I have to admit, I was on my first and probably only Caribbean cruise. I saw those and I thought, man, this is really scary. And I didn't know what the deal was. And very few people did. So I immediately went through a mental checklist of my personal protective gear, and I prepared to ship what my daughter might need to her and make other plans as necessary in case there really was a pandemic, which turned out there wasn't. I'm sure many of you did the same thing. That's a natural and normal and expected response. It didn't take me long to figure out, however, that it was make-believe. By March of last year, I was saying publicly, how come Americans aren't walking down the street, falling down face first, bleeding out and dying? Now, more recently, I've watched these videos again, and I noticed the following, which somehow I didn't see before, that the men walking down the street in China, falling down face first, that they, if you look carefully, you'll see that their hands are just below waist level. And these men are athletes, by the way, to be able to do this. And just before their face makes contact with the concrete, they catch themselves and prevent the full force of gravity making contact with their face, breaking their nose, their jaw, their teeth, and so forth, which is what would happen if you fell down without breaking your momentum first. The scary videos of officials ordering the doors and windows welded shut of Chinese apartment buildings. The scary videos of towns and villages building roadblocks so that cars and trucks and people can't get into their town or their village carrying the COVID. It was all propaganda. It was all fantasy. It was all theater. The MASH unit being set up in Central Park, New York City, just like the TV show MASH, where they had, in case you never watched the TV series, MASH was a TV series about a MASH unit in Korea during the Korean War. That's what they set up in Central Park, hospital tents to treat the tens of thousands of COVID patients that they said were going to be there, which, of course, nobody showed up. The hospital ships in New York Harbor and off the coast of the West Coast to absorb the tens of thousands of normal patients to make room in the hospitals for the COVID patients. I think the hospital ship in New York City Harbor had, two or three patients show up. Now, fast forward, that was 18 months ago. Fast forward to right now, August of 2021. Once again, they say the hospitals are filling up with COVID patients. They're saying that 75% of the COVID patients, the new COVID patients, have not been vaccinated. Well, it's the exact opposite. My friend Dr. James from Metro Kansas City, and if you contact me, I'm not going to reveal his identity. That's not going to happen. My friend Dr. James says, well, I've been to these hospitals. It's the exact opposite. 75% of the new COVID patients have been vaccinated. It's exactly the opposite of what the mass media is saying and what elected officials are saying. The propaganda continues. The lies continue. The fantasy continues. I was talking to a friend this morning. His adult son was all signed up to become a carpenter and begin his apprenticeship. Paid his dues, monetary dues, had all the forms and paperwork, only to find out the very day before he's ready to start that the carpenters union is going to mandate everybody, all the new apprentice carpenters, had to have the COVID shot. And he told the people in charge, "I don't think so. This cowboy is not going to participate in that insanity." I'm paraphrasing, of course. What my friend Steve Bannoun is saying, Steve Bannoun, former CIA field agent, is that the powers that be, the U.S. government, is very fearful of the knowledge, the information, the very truthful, verifiable information that's getting out on the internet. Dr. Van Gert, Dr. Mike Yaden, Dr. Mikovits, others with very serious high-level credentials. Dr. Van Gert won a Nobel Peace Prize for his work in virology. There's nobody that I'm aware of in the U.S. government, Dr. Fauci or anybody else that works for him, or the CDC or the FDA, who's won a Nobel Peace Prize in virology. Does that person exist in those agencies? Maybe. I'm not aware of them. Dr. Mike Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, previously in charge of developing vaccines for Pfizer, has gone public saying the vaccines are a depopulation tool. Well, how do you perform depopulation? Well, I can think of three ways. You sterilize the men, or you sterilize the women, or you kill people. Is there a fourth way to depopulate that you can think of? If you do, give us a call. What would be the fourth way to depopulate that Dr. Mike Yaden is saying that the Pfizer vaccine and the other COVID shots are going to depopulate? What's the other way you could depopulate? Well, I didn't include the spontaneous abortions. Maybe that would be another way, obviously, because that is happening. Very strange and very bizarre things, very scary things, very dangerous things. Women who have not had a menstrual cycle for years, once again having menstrual cycles. Pregnant women losing their children, their babies, through spontaneous abortions. Women not being able to get pregnant. That's not obvious yet, because it takes a while for that to become obvious. Men not being able to impregnate their wives. That takes a while to become obvious also. World War III is now being fought. And right now, it doesn't look too good for us. I was talking to a friend recently who said, "Well, John, we know who wins in the end." I said, "Yeah, I know, but it's going to be a tough road between here and there, isn't it?" Very tough road, with a lot of innocent victims. I know any number of high school graduates who have told me, "John, I have an immune system. I don't need the COVID shot." I know medical doctors who've taken the COVID shot. Both ends of the educational spectrum, high school graduates and medical doctors, with different conclusions. My job as I said this to J.B. Wells and to Mike Adams the other day, last week. It was a week ago yesterday. I was on with Mike Adams. I'll be on with Mike again next Wednesday, by the way. I said, "Gentlemen," I said, "Mike," I said, "John, our job as journalists, as broadcast journalists, is to educate people about the COVID shots so they in turn can warn others most of you listening to me haven't got and are not going to get the COVID shots. And I say, thank God for that, that you haven't and you won't. There's more to it, however. Now, once you educate yourself to the point where you can talk intelligently about the dangers of the COVID shots, then you in turn can educate others. Most people you talk to either have already got it or they intend to get it, and you're not going to change their minds. But if you would convince one person, one human being, to not get the COVID shot, you've saved a life. You've literally saved a life. That's pretty. I've saved a lot of lives over the years in my career as a homicide detective, finding the guy that really did the murder instead of the guy who was charged with the murder. I saved a life there. It's happened several times. Bodyguard work, where I protected people from being harmed or killed. That's very satisfying. And this is just as satisfying as a broadcast journalist to have the ability to talk to tens of thousands of people Monday through Friday, bringing them the educational material they need, which is at my website, at thelibertyman.com. So they get the educational information they need from high-level people that have verifiable credentials that can stand up to the toughest scrutiny, so they in turn can inform others. We have a caller on hold here, John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, because I didn't hear the little beep. I want to give your audience an idea of what we're dealing with when we're talking about the virus and so-called pandemic and all the other nonsense. I've said this before, but I've come this morning with some examples. The man by the name of George Church, Harvard professor who's considered to be the father of gene editing. Let me give you some titles of his speeches and his videos. I won't go through them all because there's literally hundreds. Okay? George Church speaks on 100% genome sequencing and total virus resistance. George Church, aging in biology. George Church, know your genes. George Church, hack your DNA with CRISPR. Let's see. George Church, cognition genes, aging reversal, lab-built brain components, the future of genomic editing revolution with Professor George Church. This is what we're doing. This is what's going on, people. Hear me? Hear me good. Man, in his arrogance, has decided that he's going to play God because God didn't make you right. You're in the way. They know the Bible as well as a Christian does. They know that they're serving a different master, and they don't want to die because they know when they die, they're going to stand before God. So they're looking for eternal life in a laboratory. They may think they're going to get away with it, but if they're listening to the radio, I'm telling you guys, you will lose. You've already lost. You're just too stupid with your professing yourselves to be wise. You become fools. You don't know that you've already lost because you're in a period of where you're setting yourself in the position of the Most High. I feel bad for them, but yet I don't pity them because they've had every opportunity. And the way that they edit these genomes, John, I've looked into this since 1984 when I first discovered the idea of eugenics and what was really going on. They use gut bacteria, literally take your waste in your gut. That's why
hold
it's
on, John.
Gene-based
hold on,
therapy.
Hold on, John. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Thank you. Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 6th day of August. My website is thelibertyman.com, where you'll find the EMP Shield devices on sale. The more units you get, the bigger the discount. Great opportunity for your team, the men and women you work with, to protect their cars, their trucks, their homes, their generators, their solar panel controls at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. John, during your comments, and I want to get back to your comments, I thought about the first time I watched the film Frankenstein, the original, the first one. I was probably 8 years old or so, and man, was it scary. This mad scientist sewing together different body parts from different people, and this horrible monster who had a heart of gold, by the way. It was kind of ironic that he was a big, tough guy, the Frankenstein monster, but he had a heart of gold and was actually very protective of the little girl that befriended him. But fast forward, now that film was made, I think, in the late 1930s with Boris Karloff, 40s at the latest. But now we have real scientists doing essentially the same thing with the highest levels of technology, don't we, sir?
and yes, and they will tell you, John, for instance, okay, they will tell you that science has a strange resemblance to the Kabbalah, okay? Now, just a couple more comments, and I'll get off, I promise. If you go to bear.com, there's a header on the top of the page. You talk about an oxymoron.
Bear, that's B-E-A-R, bear.com?
B-A-Y-E-R, like the aspirin. Bear, okay. Global, you go to bear.com, the header at the top of the page, Science for a Better Life. The article, Discovering the Biorevolution. What? A revolution in biology? They're telling you the truth, folks. A biorevolution is redefining innovation in the life science, how this might change, be a game changer. And it goes on to talk about R&D and whatnot and the implications. Then let me take you back to something called hacking the human microbiome. Your microbiome is your gut flora, folks. That's where everything that your body needs to expel is in your gut, except for the good bacteria. They're not talking about the good bacteria. They're hacking the human microbiome, which is a waste. Here's some other titles of videos that you can find. You don't have to look hard. Hacking Humans, the science behind human hacking, social engineering by Christopher Hagnagy. Five biohacks to start today. This is coming from the father of biohacking, David Asprey. Top five biohacks to upgrade your life. DEFCON 23, hacking the human body and brain. How to hack the human brain. Human hacking, a 30-minute summary. Do this every day at 4 p.m. You're in control of your behavior. Another one, hacking human social engineering techniques and how to protect. But bacteria
no, John,
be the missing
let me interrupt
link
you. That's all at bear.com?
No, that's all over the internet, especially
oh, okay,
on YouTube.
Okay, gotcha.
But at bear.com, they're talking about things how to have a way to make your life better. Because, John, you and I both know, and every other person knows, God didn't do it right. You have the power within yourself to become God. You can do it. Which is why we're genetically modifying, you know, we're adulterating plants and animals. One of the commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery. And we have been so dumbed down that we think, well, John's wife is beautiful, but I know I shouldn't do that. Or John's wife's husband, you know, another woman, John's a good-looking dude, but I know I shouldn't do that. And we call that adultery. Yes, it's adultery. But thou shalt not commit adultery goes much deeper. That's a horse and a donkey should never breed. Why? Because they become sterile. A mule can't have offspring. Besides the fact that God made horses and he made donkeys. Two different kinds. They're the same species, but they're two different kinds of animals, just like different fish. You're not supposed to hybridize fish. You're not supposed to make yellow corn and white corn on the same cob. Because you're committing adultery. Deuteronomy says don't plant your seeds too close to one another because you'll corrupt the creation. And we're going about it intentionally. How much longer will God allow it? You know, he destroyed the earth once because of it. Next time it's not going to be water, folks. He's sending fire. But we've got people that we look up to. You know, this guy that talked in 2010 about destroying people by reducing the number so we can reduce the CO2. One of these numbers has got to come to zero in the audience.
That's Bill Gates. I got that speech on my website. Bill Gates doing that.
Right. Yeah. And we all want to be like Bill because he's wealthy, he's a billionaire, and he gives his money away. He's also talking, folks, about using mosquitoes to vaccinate you. If you won't go to the doctor, they're going to drop mosquitoes over your place, and you're going to be vaccinated by a blood-sucking insect. Anyway.
All right. Thanks,
it's
John.
It's a great day, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, John. We have a break. We're right there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. By the likes of perverted science. That was Winston Churchill back during World War II, wasn't it? My goodness, my website is thelibertyman.com. Back up and running full speed. My webmaster is in the saddle. It's a lot of work keeping my website up to date. The Daily Intelligence Briefing is updated every 24 hours. Very good friend of mine, we met while I was working on a homicide case. He's a former counterintelligence agent. He puts us together every day, the Daily Intelligence Briefing. You want to know what's going on in the world? That's the place to do it. Right next to that, the panel for Freedom Center USA. My friend Sam Andrews has a multimillionaire who's attempting to steal the property. It's a really big civil lawsuit, very expensive. If you want to help out, help my friend Sam like I have. There's a way to make a PayPal donation there. And of course, and right next to that, the John Moore Patriot Training Course, May 15th to 21st, at the beautiful Margaritaville Resort at Lake of the Ozarks, a luxurious resort. Used to be called Tantera. Margaritaville came in there and they spent millions of dollars to take the Tantera Resort and rehab it, refurbish it, and turn it into what it's now, a very beautiful, luxurious resort with several restaurants, several swimming pools, beautiful rooms, and so forth. If you sign up, you'll be part of my live studio audience Monday through Friday. We're going to have fascinating, detailed private conversations during the week that you'll get a lot out of. And ending the week, at the on Friday night, there'll be a romantic dinner cruise on the lake. A lot of fun. My event planner, Betsy Murphy, will take care of getting your reservations for you. And, of course, energy cleaners. This is my home business. When you place your order for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad so you can get your life back, get away from the arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep you've had maybe in decades, that's what will happen when you get your energy cleaner and your mattress pad. Are you a doubting Thomas? No sweat, GI. That's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. So check out the energy cleaner on my website. Place your order there using PayPal. And I'm the guy. I personally box them up. They ship out priority mail with signature confirmation. I take them to the Little Country Post Office in Cherryville, Missouri, where tonight there's an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $8. My neighbors really like that. And, of course, I have a toll-free hour line for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad. Here it is, twice slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I began a radio talk show host, becoming one in 1995, 26 years ago. I was giving speeches around my hometown, St. Louis, mostly focused on Second Amendment issues. And I decided, well, why should I be talking to 50 people at a time when I can talk to thousands at a time? So I went to WGNU 920 on the AM dial. I talked to station management, and they agreed to give me a tryout to see if I could handle it. And I was pretty nervous those first few times. I didn't know what to do. Nobody knew me. But I got used to it. I got my time slot. Within a few months, I had the most popular show on the network, on the WGNU 920 on the dial, to the point where I got my own billboard on Interstate 55 promoting my radio show. And got to where I really liked it, doing that weekly radio show. That's where I met Steve Quayle. I had Steve on my show a lot of times. Others that names that you would recognize in the alternative media and the Patriot community. John Wesley Rawls, for example, when he was just getting started, I had him on my show a number of times. That show ended in 2000. I went with Republic Broadcasting, I think around, when was it, 2005, 2006, somewhere along in there, with a weekly show once again. And it's become full-time now, Monday through Friday, for a number of years. It's become my full-time job for about the last 10 years or so. And I like it. I like it a lot better than working murder cases. I've had enough murder cases, enough homicide investigations to last me for my lifetime. If one of the lawyers I work with was to call me up and say, John, I got a murder case, I need you, I would agree to be a consultant and give advice and coach to a younger homicide detective so he could do the day-to-day work. I really don't need another murder case. The emotional and spiritual toll of that work is great. If you're doing it right, it's a spiritual and emotional toll that is it consumes you up to the point that it takes typically trial preparation for a murder case almost always takes about a year leading up to the trial itself, which is incredibly intense. Movies do some movies better than others do a fairly good job of communicating the intensity of a murder trial. It's the world stops. When I'm in a murder trial, the world stops. Nothing else exists. even a complex civil trial, basically the same thing. When you're in the middle of that, nothing else exists. You eat, sleep, and breathe that trial. That's all you do. It's your very being. The level of intensity involved in being in that kind of environment. Now, I'd much rather be a radio talk show host. When I hang up my headset at the end of my show, I'm done until the next morning. That's right. That's a good feeling. When I hang up my headset today, I'll be done until Monday morning. I can walk away from it and have a life. My first college semester, I wrote down that I was going to be a journalist. At the time, I thought print journalism, that's all I really was aware of. There was no such thing as a radio talk show host. That did not exist. There were people doing radio, of course, but not a radio talk show in the modern sense of the word. Well, that was the fall of 1966, that first college semester where I wrote down that I wanted to be a journalist. And here I am now, 55 years later. I am a broadcast journalist and have been for quite a while. And I like it. I like the research. I like helping people. I like getting the word out. And as opposed to Second Amendment issues, which of course I still am very interested in and still find and feel to be very important, unlike Second Amendment matters, what I'm doing now is literally a matter of life and death. Educating people, informing people about the COVID shots. That's my main focus and will be for the foreseeable future. The COVID shots. What are they? How do they do what they do? Why do they do what they do? What's going to be the outcome of people getting the COVID shots? We're fighting World War III right now. No, there's no jet fighters or tanks or guns being used. Not yet. It's biological warfare. I have the speech at my website. It's a free download. The speech of the top Chinese general, the Minister of Defense, meant only for his other top military leaders, not meant for anybody else. Well, the CIA got a hold of it. They translated it, and we got it on my website. He talks about the plan, what they want to accomplish. What is the goal? The goal is to colonize North America, colonize the United States of America, take it over, and have no Americans left alive. That's the goal. That is the goal. And one of the ways to achieve that goal is biological warfare. We have a caller on hold here. We've got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. One is someone I know who knows a healthcare worker. It's weird how this keeps coming to me, but just like your entrance this morning on the pregnant ladies and people coming in to the hospital, they verified that more vaccinated people were coming in to where they work. And then the terrible thing that's happening to the pregnant ladies who either lose their child or the baby is born with COVID for whatever particular reason. Okay. Also, I was wondering when people actually realize that this vaccination is harming them or killing them or a relative, are there lawyers right now assembling to address these?
Well, there are, Deborah, on one hand. On the other, I've been involved in the legal profession beginning in 1972. Complex legal matters take years to work their way through the courts, and we don't have years. We don't have years to stop this. So, yes, to answer your question, those legal matters are already underway. My friend Larry Beecraft is involved in that. Dr. Lynn Horowitz is involved in legal matters. And God bless them for doing so. And I applaud that. And I think I believe it needs to be done and will be done on one hand. On the other, our legal system, both civil and criminal, in this country, moves forward in 30-day blocks of time. And in the case of these kind of complex legal matters, it takes years for anything to happen. We don't have years. We don't. Go ahead, Deborah.
What I'm finding might be complicated, too. A lot of these health care facilities and doctors, I don't even know if they're keeping their own good records. In other words, they're either hiding the records, not properly writing down, or told to write something else. So that would be a problem, I think, with data collecting on that.
It would be. It would be.
Mm-hmm.
I've made the comment several times, Deborah, about what we're hearing about a national database of the COVID shots. Now, on one end. On the other, we got tents set up in parking lots, people driving up to the tents, literally not even getting out of their car, sticking their arms out to have the COVID shot, and then driving off. Now, under mm-hmm. those circumstances, do you think there's a high likelihood that record keeping may not be all that good under those kind of what I would call field conditions? What do you think, Deborah?
Well, I think they'd be terrible because some of the workers probably aren't even equipped to do it.
Yeah, you've got, just think about it. You're on a parking lot in Arizona where the temperature in the shade is 105 degrees. You're near the end of your shift. You're tired. You're hungry. You got to go to the bathroom, and you got to walk up to one more car and give one more shot. Do you think there's a possibility that record keeping could really get screwed up there?
Oh, yes. Here it would get really screwed up.
Of course it would. Of course it would. Or maybe you're at the end of working a double shift in that tent on that parking lot in Arizona. Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Tired.
I don't know.
People who are physically and mentally tired, they screw up when it comes to detailed record keeping, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Of course
they do.
Of course they do.
Mm-hmm. So, we may go into another lockdown here, which is not going to make me very happy. I'm investigating.
I'm glad you brought that up, Deborah, because I mentioned it earlier in the show. We need to prepare ourselves physically, spiritually, and emotionally for another nationwide lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And all the consequences of that. This one will be far more severe than what we went through a year ago, which was scary enough. This one will be far mm-hmm. more severe. Go ahead, Deborah.
Well, and also I was going to let people know there are people out there aren't getting vaccinated that are helping people, grocery deliverers, all sorts of people in their life. And I've had some state to me, if they make me get it, I won't be able to work. And I told a grocery deliverer, I said, well, would you go get my groceries if you can't work for Safeway anymore or something? And he goes, and why? And I said, because I'd hire you. I'm paying Safeway anyway, $5 to deliver it. I'll hire you to go get my groceries because I don't want somebody around me vaccinated. So you can't believe how many people are waking up. Hairdressers. I have a hairdresser. That comes into my house. They're not getting it. And now they're finally saying, no, wait a minute. Something's not right here. But yet they're going to be willing to work and get paid by people who will hire them outside of these corporations.
Well, anytime there's a demand, that demand will be met by the free market some way, somehow. That's the nature mm-hmm. of the free market. Absolutely it is.
Mm-hmm. So I'm making a list of people. I've got the couple grocery guys on my list. If something comes down, the one lady cuts my hair, she'll come anyway. But I'm getting you're talking about preparatory tips. because I do live by myself. So those out there that live by themselves, start making a list of all these helpful people that'll come back and help you when they do this silly lockdown thing.
That would be a good idea. That's a great idea, Deborah. Yeah, that's great. Thank you for that. Yes.
Yeah, because it's survival techniques, I think. And the other thing is, some people don't want to accept help, but if somebody says, "I'll help you," I'll come. I really will. And some people will. They'll follow through. So don't deny help, because a lot of these people are helpers and they really will do it for you. So take them up on it and just keep
Absolutely.
Making a list.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Deborah, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Friday, the 6th of August. We've got a couple of calls on hold. First, we have Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, John. You know, you were, I really like John from Tennessee. That old boy, he is right down my alley. I appreciate every time he calls in. And, you know, in Revelation, and I think, folks, what the basis of what John is trying to tell you, too, other than keep your eyes open, is that in Revelation it talks about those that survive and that are redeemed. And they says they love not their life unto death. And so I'm telling you, that's probably where we're headed. But I was also going to comment, John, on the fact that, you know, you were talking about your how you used to, and you still do, defend the Second Amendment. And folks, if you think for one second that these people wouldn't be rounding you up and putting you in lines to get this vaccination on a massive scale, if it weren't for the Second Amendment, they'd be after you like a dog on a bone. So well, whatever you do, you go ahead.
Let me follow up with that, Kyle. I saw a video this morning in Australia. A man was driving by himself in his car and was pulled over by the police because he wasn't wearing a mask while driving by himself in his car.
Yep.
And had
I
to
totally
show,
agree, John.
And had to show the medical exemption that gave him permission to drive by himself in his car without wearing a mask.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, there's one other thing. You know, we talked about, and you just mentioned these lockdowns. We cannot let that happen. We have to brace ourselves, get a spine, and do just like I done on the last one. I wouldn't wear a mask in none of these places, and not one of them had the guts to throw me out. And I'm a fairly fierce-looking individual, and so I don't try to act mean or anything like that, but I am determined. I am not going to let them shut us down. I am not going to wear these stinking masks into these stores. We cannot let them do this again. If they do, it's going to be another form and another way of gaining extreme mass control. And I think if we give them that this time, there ain't going to be no coming out of it. They will literally kill the economy. You will be in a third world society. You will be living off of nothing but government handouts because if the mass of the population is going to follow along with the stupidity. And I'm just not going to be one of them.
Well said, Kyle. Yep. We have a top hour break. Got James from Vancouver on hold. We got Sky Huddleston coming up. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you